Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It is the beginning of another exciting tour for the humans in the room. Dear ones, perhaps you've never seen this before and you're asking, what is happening? My partner steps away, and all that he is steps away. And you might say the pure intuition of that which is connection to the other side of the veil, his soul, is what you're hearing. I use my partner's language, his intellect, and his knowledge in the channeling. Every single human who channels is unique and does it differently. My partner mentioned that a kind of channeling is in artwork. Imagine the masters and what they did and how much they did, pouring out of them the creativeness of the things that have been seen around this planet. Could it be possible that one artist could do so much or had so much? There is no limit to the creative power of a human being when they're channeling. And then you would ask, well, how do you know if you're channeling? And the answer is this. I talk to the poets who would give you the amazing prose that will fill your heart and be impactful to you and society and to the world. And they will look at it and say, I don't know where that came from. They will say, it just poured out of me and out of my heart onto the page. You'll talk to some of the best storytellers, the ones who can tell a story that's so exciting that humans can't leave it alone. And they will say, I don't know how, but it just poured out of me. Did you know that some novelists don't even block their stories in advance? It simply pours out of them as a stream of consciousness onto the page. We've spoken before of the energies of areas we visit, and we're going to do that in a moment as well. But I want to make you comfortable with what is happening here. Dear ones, I have never been human, and that gives me an advantage. And the advantage is that I look upon you, and I see what you do. I marvel at the tasks before you. I marvel at the free choice that you have been able to work with. I am in love with humanity for what you have accomplished and how you have turned the corner into 2012. If you have listened to these messages before, this is a common theme. But perhaps you are here for the first time. And I will say again to you, if you are a senior here, what was the prophecy when you were growing up? And the answer was doom. You were not going to make it past the year 2000, much less 2012. My partner grew up in a world that had thousands of weapons that could be delivered in moments, pointed at his country and his country pointed at another. It was called the Cold War. There was nothing cold about it, for it was being processed into a hot one, and it would be World War III. Some who study the fractals of time, a system where time seems to repeat itself, would say that that is what humans create, and that each war is more powerful and destructive than the next. And they'd be right. and that humans never learn anything from any war, as they should. A child will burn his hand on a stove and it'll last for life. They'll never touch a stove again. But humanity doesn't seem to have that amount of logic when it comes to war. And so you repeat it and you repeat it and you repeat it. Dear ones, we have spoken of this so many times, that on this planet there have been civilizations before you that are not acknowledged because they are fully buried. There is so much evidence of this, and there will become more as time goes along. I'll tell you this, there's evidence of that right here in the ground. It's an interesting time, is it not? When you know things are buried that will tell a story, but as soon as anything is uncovered, there will be laws to keep you from uncovering anything else. It's not a conspiracy. It is simply the way humans teach and operate a science of archaeology. And there it will be, untouchable, unfindable, but tantalizing with some of the instruments that are starting to show history under the ground that shouldn't be there. I'll talk about this area in just a moment. You turned the corner about the same time that I started channeling through my partner. I arrived in 1989. If you'll take a look at what was taking place, you'll find the Soviet Union was dissolving. This particular thing was never, ever on any prophecy. It shocked even the citizens who lived there. There was no prophecy at all that said that would take place. It was a wild card, something unexpected, and it changed everything. For World War III had to involve both players, and they were on their way to playing it out. And it didn't happen. Instead, there was a beginning of a benevolence on this planet. You didn't really understand, perhaps, what was taking place. But a shift was occurring. The prophecies of the ancients told you it was coming. They told you that with free choice, you might void that end of the planet, as it would be, and move into another dimensional reality. And it is. That human nature would begin to elevate itself like it never had before. Years ago, I told you something. Long before your internet, I said, when everybody can talk to everybody, there will be no secrets. And you're looking at that today. And with the social media that you have, every country is able to look at those in other countries without politics, being able to examine what they want, greet their families, and talk long distances. Dear ones, it's made a difference, for it has started a process that you didn't expect, a process that will eventually lead to the unthinkable, depending upon how old you are, peace on earth. You're seeing it churn through its machinations, its processes, right now. What is happening on this planet with certain countries is surprising many. Why they would do what they are doing, and the wild card that is currently leading the West. All of these things unexpected, some are fearful, all of them are different. And that was the prophecy. And that is why I arrived in order to facilitate information during the shift. That is the whole reason, to give you loving information about who you are, things you might not know. A few days ago, I told a group of Italians what happens at death, things they had never heard before, things that I may share with you, a system that is so grand, it goes beyond anything any religious system has ever taught you on this planet. It sounds like it's very difficult to understand because it's new. And yet I've been talking about this for some years. I will review that later. But dear ones, I want you to get ready for information that perhaps you were never told. The area that you are going to study and the energies that you're going to feel in this excursion, this tour, are going to vary. They're not going to be the same. You may go to one area and feel the beauty of the earth, Gaia itself. You may be confronted with the legends and the mythologies of old. Some of you won't feel a thing, but it's beautiful. Others of you may be touched so much that you must stop and just feel it all. And that's because buried under the green are some of your own artifacts. You're so buried in culture, dear ones. But something draws you here. The same attributes that we speak of here were also present in another country called Ireland. But this is a little different. Now, we've spoken of the magnetic grid of the planet many times and how it actually helps carry consciousness. Now, this has been proven lately by your scientists. The crystalline grid is an esoteric grid that has no proof other than you experiencing it. The crystalline grid is a grid that remembers human consciousness. It's the reason you can stand in a battlefield and feel an energy of what took place, no matter how long ago it was. There are sensitives among you who can go to that place and perhaps even hear the battle. And we've said this before, where does that come from? What is the system that allows that remembrance to come and be present in your consciousness? And the answer is the crystalline grid. Now, in Ireland, we told you that the crystalline grid is almost non-existent. Like other areas of the planet, such as the Bermuda Triangle, grids overlap in an odd way and some will null each other out. That is to say, it becomes transparent and things don't operate exactly correctly, including magnetics. We told you that Ireland was filled with that. So much that multidimensional aspects would show themselves. You'd have talks of the fairies and the leprechauns. Dear ones, these are manifestations of what the human psyche makes when they see something that does not fit into four dimensions. There is a little of that here. But here there is something else. The crystalline grid in these areas is the opposite of Ireland. It is stronger. There are places on the earth where that crystalline grid will have weakness and strength. And here there is strength. The strength of the grid means there is a constant remembrance of energy. constant. If you see stone circles, monoliths, if you simply walk into a grassy field and they say, this is where this happened or that happened, it's because the crystalline grid was so strong, it attracted the ancients to put something there. And today you can still feel it. The question is this, not what did it mean? The question is, were you there? The question also is, can you feel what it was about? Dear ones, as you progress through these and the ones to come in other weeks with other groups, don't try to figure it out. Instead, dispense with the intellect for a moment and simply feel what is there. Don't decide what it was, what they were trying to say, if it was a message. What if it simply was there because they felt it should be? What if it was their way of honoring symmetry on the planet? What if it was their way of building a calendar for the planet? What if it was their way of just having the energy felt? What if it was their way of sculpture? There does not need to be a reason for a statue or for a painting. It is simply there because it flows out of a culture or out of a human being to go onto the canvas. What if some of what you feel is a consciousness painting from the ancients to you now? And what if your feeling was underneath the ground that has not yet been identified, that is from another time, an unscheduled culture? And what I mean by that is that you didn't know it was there. So it's not on the schedule of the archaeologist, a mystery, a big one. And there is that everywhere here. It's an interesting place, this. I want you to remember this also. Energy does not see borders. It does not see cultures. It is part of Gaia. So it extends throughout this land and into the south. It's different here than it is there, but there are still some of the same attributes. A crystalline grid that remembers. The strength of that is so powerful, it even extends to the stamps in the grass down south. These are the things you look forward to, not the intellectual pursuit. Don't take notes. I want you to feel what you feel. Trust your intuition to tell you the grandness of what has occurred in this, an old magic land. Let the excursion begin. And so it is.